I'm Rip Esselstyn, and you're listening to the Plan Strong Podcast. Hey, this is Rip. Welcome to another bonus episode of the Plan Strong Podcast. I'm going to try something new here and take a few minutes to answer questions from you, our Plan Strong audience. So if you have a question that you want me to consider, just leave me a voicemail at speakpipe. That's spelled just as it sounds, speak and then pipe, one word, .com/PlanStrong. And I'll also be sure to leave a link in the show notes. This first question comes from Carl, who asks about non-alcoholic or near beer.
Hello, Carl Klupar. What's the question about near beer? Is good, bad, indifferent? It's the non-alcoholic beer that's recently being marketed. Thank you.
Well, first of all, let me say that I'm not a fan of alcohol. It is just empty calories. It inhibits our body's ability to burn fat by about 30%. It's a known toxin to every organ in our bodies. It causes us lapses in judgment. And I think that the scientific literature is very, very clear that the safest amount of alcohol is the least amount of alcohol. And then, as you probably know, I am also not a fan of us drinking our calories. I'd much prefer that we chew our calories and masticate our calories. And way, way, way too many Americans are drinking from sunup to sundown somewhere between 750 to 1,000 liquid calories each and every day. And this is an issue because our brain and our stomachs don't recognize these calories as calories, and we will invariably consume the same amount of solid calories on top of those liquid calories. So that's, to me, not a great idea. With the near beer, I'm going to say that I'm not a fan of people simulating to be drinking alcohol. The fact of the matter is, even your near beers have 0.5% of their calories coming from alcohol. To put that into perspective, most beers are about 5% alcohol. So there's still going to be trace amounts of alcohol that are in there. So for people that have a drinking issue, I recommend that you still stay away from these non-alcoholic / near beers. So there you have it. And I realize that some people, you know, want to go to a party. They want to feel like they're socializing and having a beer. So I do understand that there is a time and a place for these non-alcoholic near beers. But as far as I'm concerned, you're not going to find me with one anytime soon. All right. Thanks so much for listening, and you be sure to keep it Plan Strong. If you want to stay in the loop with all things Plan Strong, follow us on Instagram at GoPlanStrong, or you can follow me at Rip Esselstyn.